Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, a lot of respect. You know, obviously it comes from a great lineage of pass rushers and great football players. Tough, high energy, plays with a high motor, intense. He's not the only one they have. They've got three outside that do well together, and then they've got a couple guys going on the inside, including Hayward there. So, and they blitz well also from the linebacker position. So they bring it from a lot of different areas, and it starts with that front.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about the Steelers' defensive front, their ability to get to the passer. It's something the Bills are going to have to be very, very much more aware of and ready and on top of this week. After what happened last week against the Houston Texans, Josh Allen, the number of times he was hit, times that he was banged up, he's still banged up this week. He's actually on the injury report this week, and that's not good. And Sean McDermott has mentioned it and referenced it several times since the game. And when that happens, you know that the coach is very, very aware of it and not happy about it. And he shouldn't be. So, how do you correct it? You fortify Josh Allen. And this week, maybe even more so, because the Bills might be without both their starting tackles. Left tackle Deion Dawkins, in concussion protocol, has yet to practice this week. Right tackle Spencer Brown, shoulder injury, has yet to practice this week. The Bills have Ryan Vandermark on the active roster. I would assume he would start at one of those spots. Not sure which one, because Tylon Grable has had his injured reserve window open, meaning IR to return window open. This was this past week, earlier this week, which gives him 21 days to be activated. And I'm guessing that's going to happen if you're not going to have either of those two tackles, because I don't think you're putting Chase Lunt out there for this first ever NFL action in Pittsburgh against Watt and Herbig and Hayward and Ismith. I mean, I wouldn't think that'd be the case. And the Bills have to activate 8 offensive linemen if they want to trigger 48 active players on game day. That's the rule in the league. So if you already only have 9 on the roster. If you're missing 2, Dawkins and Spencer, that gives you 7. Well, that means you're going to have to activate Grable to make 8 right there. Right? Let me count. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's right. So you lose 2. And I guess you'd have to activate Lunt anyway, just as a backup guy in that situation. And then Travis Clayton could come up from the practice squad. He could do that. He's a tackle. It's not a great situation, but we're going to get more clarity, hopefully, from Sean McDermott when he joins us here later this hour. The Bills head coach will join me here on a Buffalo Football Friday, which, as always, is brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We'll be on the ready for that. As well as, I did put the call out to Paul Hamilton. He's got a busy schedule today, but if Paul is able to join me, he will. Because the Sabres do have a game tonight against the New Jersey Devils. Sabres now back in last place. Not only in the division, but the conference. 1 point behind the Toronto Maple Leafs. You win tonight, you're still only 1 point. You're a point ahead of the Maple Leafs. And, well, I don't even know if they play. I got to look. But you'd still be a point behind Florida to jump them. I mean, the loss against Pittsburgh was massive. I mean, that was a 4-point swing. Pittsburgh, at 27 now, is holding down the first wild card spot. And look, in the East, it's still pretty tight. There's only 5 points separating a wild card spot in last place where the Sabres sit. But when you play a team like the Penguins, you got to get those wins, especially in regulation. But just getting 2 points would have really helped. You'd be at 24 right now. If you beat them in regulation, they'd be at 25. I mean, that's massive. So a game like tonight against the Devils, no, not a team you're really necessarily fighting with, but they're in your conference, but they're head and shoulders right now above you. 15-7-1. The Devils lead the conference with 31 points. So you're taking on the top team in the East tonight. They are going to wear their black and red goat heads, I think, tonight, though, right? I believe they are doing that tonight on a Black Friday. If you go to the Sabres website, they have them in their black and red in the preview picture, so I'm guessing that's the case. Anyway, that, I say tonight. What time's the game today? Game's at 4 o'clock today.
Early one.
I keep saying tonight, and I shouldn't do that, and my apologies. Can you help me, Dan? What is the schedule here? Are we doing everything on WGR today? Is the game on WGR?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure I get it right before I say it wrong, because sometimes we flip it around and it's on the sister station over there. But what's the schedule today? So
basically, pre-game at 3.
Pre-game at 3.
With Brian and Paul, of course.
Okay.
And then,
so no show up in the Bulldog today? No show up in the Bulldog today at all?
Not at all.
Enjoy your days off, boys. I'm here. Dan's here. Owen was here. Joe was here. Jeremy was off today. Show up in the Bulldog. Seriously, though, enjoy your day off, guys, because it is Sabres pregame tonight. Brian, Colzio, and Pat. Pat will be on pregame today, right? No?
I believe
Maybe?
So.
Okay, and then Paul. That's at 3 o'clock. Sabres, Devils at 4 p.m. today. You know what else is today? A Black Friday football game. That is at 3 o'clock. Now, as opposed to years past where, I remember the Chiefs played a couple times, right? Or maybe last year. It's like, I don't want to go to the Sabres game and miss any of this football game. Don't worry about it today. It's Bears-Eagles. Now, two good teams, record-wise, 8-3. Although I think the Bears are punching above their weight a little bit, and that's fine. You can only do what you can do and who's in front of you. I think that they, meaning punching above their weight, meaning like their record might be a little inflated based on who they played. But hey, give them credit. I mean, they started 0-2. The Bears started 0-2. They've won 7 of their last 8. 7 of the last 9. They lost to Baltimore 30-16. But they go to Philly today, and Philly, coming off that big-time loss, they blew the lead against the Cowboys. 24-21, they're up 21-0. No implications on the AFC standings today, but major implications on the NFC standings today. If the Eagles were to win today, they'd go to 9-3 and tie the Rams for most wins, but the Rams would still have the number one seed. If the Eagles are to lose today, the Bears would pass them in the seeding in the NFC. Bears would go to the number two seed as the North leader. The Bears. Caleb Williams. Ben Johnson. That's right. What else we got going on this weekend? All right. Let's fire up the preview machine here. For week number 13 in the NFL, no buys this week. The NFL does not do bye weeks on Thanksgiving week. Everybody's got to play that week, all right? Just like, it's kind of what they've always done. So no buys this week. Everybody's in action, but you have 3 games yesterday. We already ran through them. Packers-Lions. Packers beat the Lions 31-24. Cowboys beat the Chiefs 31-28. I didn't talk much about the Ravens. They didn't look right last night. They haven't looked right in a while, but they were giving the ball over left and right, and that helped the Bengals. 32-14, Bengals beat the Ravens. Ravens fall to 6-6. Chiefs fall to 6-6. Bizarro world right now in the standings in the NFL, especially in the AFC. But in the NFC, Rams look like maybe the best team in football right now. They travel to Carolina to take on the Carolina Panthers. This is a 1 p.m. game in Carolina. West Coast team traveling east to play a 1 p.m. game. Isn't always the best thing for them, but I still think the Rams should take care of Carolina. But Carolina's, they're starting to look a lot better. And Bryce Young's starting to play a lot better. I give him a lot of credit. They've rotated like a yo-yo here, though. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. Their last 6 games. So maybe this is a win. We'll see. Rams at Panthers at 1. 49ers are at the Browns. Shedeur Sanders getting the start again for the Browns. Looks like the Browns are going to stick with him for a while. They get San Francisco, then Tennessee, then Chicago, then the Bills. And a storyline to watch is Myles Garrett is on track to become the all-time single-season sack guy in the NFL. Like, get the most sacks ever in a single season in the NFL. And I think, he needs like 6? And they have 6 games left? I think that's what it is. But He has a chance this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Brock Purdy was turning the ball over quite a bit in the Niners' last game, but they did still win 20-9 over the Panthers. So, 49ers again, West Coast team, traveling east, not the best weather, 1 o'clock game. Give the Browns a chance here. Texans at the Colts. You know what? After what I saw from the Texans against the Bills, the fact that Daniel Jones is playing, by the way, with a broken leg. He's playing with a broken leg. You don't know who Jack Lambert is, do you?
Not even close.
That Jack Lambert is a famous linebacker that used to play for the Rams. He once played in a Super Bowl with a broken leg.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I saw the video of Daniel
Jones. I'm sorry,
Jones.
Wait. I said Rams. Hold on, unless it was Jack Ham. I see somebody's going to say, that was Jack Ham. Let me just see which one it was, Jack Ham or Jack Lambert. I always mix them up. Okay, Jack Ham. It was Jack Lambert with the broken leg, I believe, for the Steelers, though. My fault. I said, there we go. Okay, right? Jack Youngblood. There it is. I confused a ton of Jack. Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Jack Youngblood. Sorry, folks. Going way back in my day. Yes, I know. I'm pretty good at the history stuff, but this was in the 70s. Jack Youngblood played with a broken leg for the Rams. That's what it was.
That's insane.
My bad.
Seeing Daniel Jones, that video of him coming out, did you see it? He didn't even look like he could drop back. He was like limping the entire time, and I'm like, this man's gonna play on Sunday? Really? I mean,
I know, right?
Compared to Anthony Richardson, maybe you're just like, yeah, go until he's in a wheelchair or something. I don't know.
I mean, I give the guy credit for wanting to play, but man, they're putting him at a risk here. He's at a risk, but hey, I mean, that's what their job is, to make sure that he can protect himself. And let's see. That's right. Just got a text from my buddy Tim Graham. Does a great job over the Athletic. Too many Jacks playing linebacker. That's right. We're going back to that now, though, right? There's a few guys named Jack playing in the NFL, playing on that side of the ball. Used to be a lot back in the day, and they were the toughest dudes in the league, by the way. If your name was Jack and played linebacker in the 70s, you were a tough SOB. That's right. All right. What else we got this weekend? Oh, the point I was going to make is I like the Texans to win this game because of what they're able to do to get to the passer, and Daniel Jones can't move right now, right? Although they can run the ball, we'll see if they can do it. Texans, if they go to 7-5, I mean, look out. They have the tiebreaker against the Bills, of course. Colts at 8-3. They always seem like they were playing a little bit above what they should, but here they are at 8-3, trying still for the one seed. If the Colts lose and go to 8-4, suddenly, like, their seeding and their ability to even win their division is starting to be called into question. Saints at the Dolphins. I mean, I don't want to use a don't look now, here come the Dolphins, but their defense has only allowed 26 points over the last 2 weeks, including a 30-13 win over the Bills, 16-13 over the Commanders. They now have a Saints team, a Jets team. The Dolphins, they just had a bye. The Dolphins could win their next two games, and if they do, I mean, suddenly, you're looking at a 6-7 team with an AFC playoff picture that's very muddied, with teams that are going to have, you know, what, I don't know, 7 losses making the playoffs, 8 losses, I should say, 9 maybe. Could be 9, I don't think so, but, you know, won't be 9. You get the point, though, that the Dolphins are, they're in the hunt graphic, and I wouldn't laugh at that right now just based on where everybody else is and how their schedule sets up. The Atlanta Falcons travel to the Jets. I mean, the Jets, they play played pretty, they were game in Baltimore. They were game in New England. They just weren't game enough to beat those teams after beating the Browns, after beating the Bengals. Jets beat the Bengals 39-38 in that game where the Bengals blew it at the end. Then they beat the Browns 27-20. Then they lose 27-14 to the Patriots in a game where they were there with them, got away from them a little bit at the end, and then the same thing with the Ravens. They just didn't have enough. Tyrod Taylor starting at quarterback. Now they get a Falcons team that beat the Saints 24-10 to snap a five-game losing streak. How the hell did the Bills lose at the Falcons? I still don't know. Unbelievable. The Jets still trying to kind of put something together here before the end of the year to feel better about themselves. Same thing with the Falcons. It seems like it's a lost season for both those two teams. And the Jets' longest active NFL playoff drought will continue. Tied with the Sabres for the longest in professional sports. The Jets are actually longer because the Sabres made the playoffs in May of that year, 2011. Jets were in January of that year. Cardinals at the Buccaneers. Bucks. 6-5. I have not seen officially. Are they getting Bucky Irving back? Maybe. I don't know.
Supposedly he could be back this week.
He's a big part of what they do. Rashad White has not been the same. Sean Tucker, shout out, Syracuse guy. He's looked really good, but they need to get Bucky Irving back in that offense. And I don't even know about Baker's. Baker playing this week, he was banged up. And Baker will play if he can play. You talk about a guy playing with a broken leg. You could saw off Baker's arm and he will want to play. And that guy is just, he's tough. He wants to play. So we'll see about that. But, I mean, Arizona, season that's not going very well for them, and it won't continue. It'll continue to not go well. They get the Bucks, they get the Rams, they get the Texans. So, Cardinals at Buccaneers. That's a 1 p.m. game on Sunday. So is Jags-Titans. You know, I'll tell you, it's somebody I'm starting to warm up to a little bit. Cam Ward. I've been liking what I see from Cam Ward lately. Not a polished product by any stretch of the imagination. He's starting to play some ball, though. His athleticism starting to show up. He's got a strong arm. I like what he's done lately. They came back against the Seahawks. They made it a one-score game. They were getting blown out. Think about the last three games for the Titans, all right? They lost by 6, by 3, and by 7 to the Seahawks, Texans, and Chargers. I mean, they're starting to...
Right, they're starting to cause a little rumbling.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to give them a chance here against a Jaguars team that is totally Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, they have won 3 of their last 4. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Niners. But I do give them a chance here because the Titans are starting to play some ball. I mean, they're 1-10. They're not that good, but wouldn't be stunned. All right, we got a Vikings at Seahawks game at 4:05 coming up this week. And this is a really big game for the Vikings if they want to have any sort of chance for the playoffs. I believe J.J. McCarthy is out. I think I read that, right? He's out for this game. How about Sam Darnold playing some really good football right now? 8-3 on the year. They beat the Titans last week, 30-24. After that game, they lost by 2 points to the Rams when Darnold threw 4 picks. Seahawks are a good team. You know, the Bills play one of the teams from the NFC West next year. We don't know which one. Whichever team finishes in the same place as the Bills. So it could still be... Next year, the Bills could still go to LA Rams or Seattle or San Francisco. If the Bills finish in first, whoever finishes in first in that division, they'll travel to. If the Bills finish in second, whoever finishes in second, they'll travel to. Right now, it looks like Rams, Seahawks, Niners, you think?
Yeah.
I mean, but the Niners' schedule... is very favorable down the stretch.
It is a Sam Darnold revenge game.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. That's right. Thank you. Isn't every game a Sam Darnold revenge game, though?
Almost.
Isn't every game a Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield revenge game?
Yeah. Just like, thanks for passing up on me.
Or Kirk
Here's
Cousins
four
revenge game.
To put on
right? I mean, no. I mean, like, they played for all these different teams. Like, every week is. We got a Raiders-Chargers game at 4:25, opposite the Bills game. Raiders fired Chip Kelly, their offensive coordinator. Is Pete Carroll next? I'm not sure. He might be done after this year. They have now lost 5 in a row. They have 2 wins on the year. They beat the Patriots to start the year, 20-13. Can never tell anything by week 1 in the NFL, though. Chargers, they just can't do anything without their 2 tackles. I mean, they got just blown out last week by the Jags. They have had a bye week, though. They get the Raiders, so they'll try and shore some things up. And the Chargers should take care of business this week. I mean, look at the Chargers, too. That game for the Chiefs losing yesterday was massive for them. The Chargers now sit in second place at 7-4. The Chiefs, they could have got to 7-5. They still play each other, but now they're 6-6, and the Chargers are still in a playoff spot. So are the Jags, obviously. And the Chargers take on the Raiders at 4:25 p.m. 8:20 game Sunday night is Broncos at Commanders. Broncos in a really good position right now at 9-2 in the West. Not so with the Commanders. Very disappointing season for them after such a rise last year. Six straight losses now, mostly without Jaden Daniels. Broncos 9-2 at Commanders 3-8. Broncos schedule after this, they have the Raiders. A couple of wins there. Packers, Jags, Chiefs, Chargers. Broncos might be the one seed when this is all said and done. Remind me of the late 90s. Having an early, right? Would it be late 90s? Yeah. John Elway. You have to go to Denver. AFC playoffs going through there. Who knows? And then finally, Monday night, the Giants at the Patriots. I'm giving the Giants a chance. I'll talk about it more on Monday. Patriots are down some linemen here, including Will Campbell is on IR. The Giants can get after the passer. That's something they do very well. And they're actually starting to score a little bit. They haven't scored less than 20 points since October 5th. 27, 20, 20, 24, 20, 32, 34. And you know that Jameis Winston's just going to sling it, man. That's what he does. We'll take a timeout. Sean McDermott will join me some point soon here on the other side of this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll get an injury update on the Bills Sunday at Pittsburgh, 4:25 p.m. Before the Bills head coach joins me, we'll take a little trip down memory lane with the time we have for Bills Steelers all after this timeout here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.